look, Francie. Ham for our diet. Wow. Ain't that good? Look, cups. And ooh, sandwiches. Wow. Francine, happiness is a picnic in the woods. God, look around you, Francine. Look at the nature. Look, Francine, it's beautiful.
Coming to you live from a toilet in a high-rise on Pompano Beach. It's Madge Weinstein and the Yeast Radio. I'm being a little bit quiet because my mother's in the next room and I don't want her to hear me taking a duty, even though she could hear it on the program, but I know she doesn't listen to it because I do it all the time. Let's turn on the water to hide the sound. Can you hear that? Okay, here we go. Here we go. This will be good. So we're in a room. And since I've been doing this so much, I suppose I should start to give a little bit of background. We're in a room, and there's three walls, washing machine, and a shower, one of those stand-up ones with the rolly doors. Okay, here we go. And this is weird. Fluid splashed on a wall. That's strange. Time for a paint job. Some sort of a... Oh, how dumb. Okay, I don't want dead air, so we're going to do like we did the other day. Hold on. Listen. Quiet. I think that was, like, not as graphic as the others because I prolapsed. Hi, they. Well, let's hear. I have to hear the... As we walk through the sand, I believe it was early September. By the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand.
How are
Hello.
You?
Good, thank you. You?
Fine.
You're good. Love you. Yeah, why not? By the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along that afternoon in fall? That afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was the song? It's strange what we recall and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 da. As we walked on the sand, I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da, and I'm young and in love.
Through the crash of the...
No.
By the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of this song by myself.
Oh, God, fucking American flag, it's all tattered. I guess that's appropriate.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, what's in you, who rise and shine, Cherry Hill Radio. But it's like, you know, I was with Holly, which is nice. See, every time I see more... God damn, this fucking weather. Wind. It's not bad weather. It's windy. It's warm, I guess. But it's like all these fucking reminders, you know, of the life with Gussie. And, you know, I come in to my parents' house. I've actually never stayed here. Because I always stayed with Gussie or something. But, you know, I thought, well, it'd be nice by the beach and see my parents. I haven't spent time with them in a long time. And since I don't have a boyfriend, I mean, an excuse anymore, why not, right? But then I get into the room where I'm staying, one of the bedrooms, and it's, you know, all the stuff from the hair salon is still there. I totally forgot about it, you know? Like, there's this, this goddamn hair drying, coloring fast. It's a machine that makes your hair color, you know, give you cancer faster or something. You know, it's like a Italian thing with arms and it spins around and it heats your hair or something. And there's a lamp, there's the kitchen table from Gussie's apartment, and there's a drum set, but that's my mother's. Don't ask me why she starts playing the drums at the age of 85. It's another completely insane. I told her we could have a retarded, even worse version of the goddamn Partridge Family. My father plays the tuba. My mother plays the drum. She bought a drum set. Now, how often is it you have to tell... You have the grandkids telling the grandmother to stop playing the drum so loud? It's fucked up. Anyway. But, you know, it affects me a lot, you know? It's just so fucking depressing. Because a year ago, you know, I was here with Gussie. And she was just, you know, starting to be sick. It's horrible. What can I say, you know? Other than it's horrible. What, I could keep it to myself and feel horrible? You know, talk about what, my vagina, my yeast? Yeah. I don't know. And how horrible it is to have vaginal yeast? Right, that's true. It's horrible. Well, at least my... It's fucking good. Oh, God. People, let me walk away from them. Mrs. Slocum sent me this wonderful documentary from the big blob of cunt called The Woman Who Thinks She's a Cow, or Thinks Like a Cow. It's very good. It's about autism. Oh, God damn it. Hopefully Matt Blender, my show notes person, okayso.radio.libsyn.com. Wonderful podcast. You know, you have to listen to that one. It's two for one or something. And all this with... They have another... My parents have another condo in this building here. Well, they rent it out, I think. Oh, it's still recording. Goody. I thought I turned it. Let me put the hold switch on so I don't accidentally turn it off. You know, I don't care. The sound quality is going to suck cunt. You know? I'm sure if any of these professional radio people are listening to it at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're going to be like, oh, how can they put wind noise? Why doesn't this lesbian have a wind sock on her goddamn shit? You know what? Fuck you. Go turn the channel then. Put on Martha Stewart. You know, that lady, Judith Regan, who got fired from, HarperCollins or whatever, Rupert Murdoch fired this lady for wanting to do that OJ book. Her name was Judith Regan. You know, she's on the same channel as we are, Sirius Stars 102. Isn't that cool? But, anyway, yeast. Ah, fucking shite. Yeah, so I got to witness a lot of chewing. Did you notice this? This is something I found. Maybe we've talked about. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, yeah, I will. Yeah. It's my duty as a journalist. Slot. I'm not a journalist. But I am when it comes to chewing with your mouth open. And I am a fucking shit. Maybe if I turn... No. If I turn it down, does that... No, why would that help? Journal slit. That's what I am. I'm a journal slit. Prolapsed journal slit. Why the fuck should I care if two, you know, two people are listening to a goddamn wind noise? I still think of our song on the sand. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I can tell that the words were romantic. Something about prolapse. Something about smoking. Though my lips wave along beneath my chafing thighs in the sun. I believe I can tell mostly prolapse. Oh, God. All right, so I told you why I'm depressed. What else is there to say about it, you know? What else? Nothing. Really. Oh, that used to be a goddamn hotel before that fucking hurricane. They sure move fast. These construction workers here in Florida. The state that's basically responsible for the disaster that is the world today, thanks to that fucked up election. Let's go to the beach. I see white people. I don't think they make blacks in Florida or something. Sorry about the noise. Oh, fucking shit. They have these... Oh, my God. Can you hear that? It's so loud. I still think... I don't see any obvious binders at the beach either. This is shit. Yeah, this is shit. It's the only way I'm going to be able to record this goddamn show, because I can't record it in the house. You know, everybody's fucking, you know, in one area, and I can't. That was hard for me. If I have to, it's stupid, I know. I am stupid, but, you know. What's with parasails? Is that the new thing? Has everybody got a goddamn parasail for goddamn Christmas? You're goddamn happy married couples and bullshit. No cancer. Okay, can you hear the fucking water, assholes? Here's the goddamn water. You happy, Roger, you fucking asshole? You can go out on the goddamn beach when I could have been home eating key lime pie. I'm depressed. Though the years race along, I still think of our song by the sand. Da-da-da. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that your vagina was prolapsed. Hi, bird. Tweet, tweet. Mostly. Tweet. Well, there might be a plug-in to get rid of wind noise in the ozone plug-in. Some shit. I knew a woman named Some Shit. She thought she was some shit. For real, though. Not really. Anyway. You don't end up being this way for just baking cookies, you know? You meet weird people and you become a lesbian. And then your life is fucked up. You meet people called Some Shit, you know? And you get fucked up and you talk about your yeast. And then you end up having to wear cankles all the time. Talking about, you know, iPods. The goddamn cankle. And your goddamn Gizmodo. And your scrotum. I know a girl, Ava, she made a scrotum song. I wish I could remember it. Like, scrotum, scrotum, scrotum. Got one of them things, it's good to wear down below. Scrotum, scrotum, scrotum. It's the kind of thing that holds your balls. It's a scrotum. Oh, joy for it. And, I think that's Dick Van Patten. It looks like Dick Van Patten. I think Dick Van Patten is dead, though, hopefully. I liked Abby, though, because she was the original memory from Cats, you know? I think the original wife character, not the actress, Ocho Esplanio. Look at that fucking blue, a blue sea thing, creature. What do you call that thing? Urchin? No, jellyfish? I want to go to Key West. Fuck this. Such bullshit. I go to one of those clothing optional things and have the whole goddamn beach to myself. You know, my panties. My big blob of cunt hanging out, all stretch marked and beached. There's nothing left of me since my hysterectomy. My tubes, my ovaries, among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue, a gallstone here or two. Oh, by the way, best wishes to Mikey Putfer. Trying to get his goddamn kidney stone. Now, this is so sickening. Okay, so here I was with Seven in Berlin. You know, when Seven is getting his teeth fixed up and everything, and it's really great, and he says, I haven't been to the dentist in years. I said, why? He said, because I couldn't afford it. So now he's in Germany. He's getting his teeth taken care of. So you have to leave the country and, you know, get, yeah, you have to leave the country and then, you know, you get health care. Move to another country where they actually care about people. And instead of killing them, have to wait for these walruses to leave. These human walruses walking so far. I'll just stay here. I can't walk behind fat people. Fat enough. I should walk in front of them, though. Maybe they'd block my wind.
There's nothing left of me since my hysterectomy. My tubes, my ovaries, among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue.
Oh, God, don't stop walking. This is like the Midwest, where they have these big, fat walrus mothers and these skinny, skinny husbands. And, anyway, there's nothing left of me since my prolapse, hysterectomy. That's a Nurse Wonky's song, by the way. It's pod safe. With stink hair. So, let's see. I think I'll sit for a minute. Yeah. I'll sit because I can't be near these human walruses. Yeah. I need something to block my wind. Oh, Christ. So if I walk that way, there's a pier where the white trash people listen to music and drink beer. It's positively vile. But if I walk there, I should be able to catch several glimpses, audio glimpses of trashy people being disgusting. You know, like saying, you know, gross hoss and things like that. And it's really funny because it's so white trash here. And then if you go a few miles south, you're in Miami and it's goddamn South America. Which I prefer. But, you know, this is where my parents live. And I'm a complaining person. I needn't explain why, fuck faces. But you think you're supposed to be happy all the goddamn time? Like, like, you know, the geekbrief.tv, happy as clams.
There's nothing left of me, science mine, hysterectomy.
I think I'll just pronounce my vowels wrong from now on. Maybe that'll make me feel better.
There's nothing left of mine, science mine, hysterectomy.
Ooh, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's a little tumbleweed from the sea.
My tubs, my ovaries, among my seven miles.
It's hard to do. A
prolapse.
A prolapse?
Here are two. Get fucked.
All right. Pretty birdies, wow. I wish I could bring Trotsky, but my parents live in a love-free building, which means it's for old people without pets, so they have to be lonely and die sooner so somebody else can live there. Yeah, God forbid you should bring an animal into the house. I don't know, but you can bring your fucking 8,000-year-old great-grandmother with goddamn Depends shitting everywhere. That's fine. Stinking like mothballs. Oh, but don't bring a cute puppy into the house. God, that might make you feel good or something. Make you feel less sorry. You know, so this is what I found out from my sister. She's here too, one of them. She tells me, look, cousin Billy thinks that you were raised... He asked me if you were raised by wolves. You know what I mean? Raised by wolves. I said, what do you mean? Of course I was. We're both raised by the same wolves. She says to me, well, I don't understand, because I stayed at your sister Madge's house this summer. She told me I could. And in Chicago when she was in the Europe. And it absolutely was the most disgusting house I've ever seen. So filthy. So dirty. And I think your brother was, I mean, sister. Oops, God, I'm such a lesbian. I keep thinking I'm a man subliminally. She says, I think she was raised by wolves, your sister. And then, And it occurred to me then at that point that, you know, I don't think she ever even found out that I lost my girlfriend to CS girls. Because
something
in my
about
email, I don't think anybody told me.
Something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain.